Health officials in Arizona are on high alert heading into this Thanksgiving week as COVID cases have been on the rise again. The State Department of Health Services is adding 3,249 new cases and two more deaths to its daily dashboard today. Almost 28,000 new infections and nearly 300 more fatalities have been reported around Arizona in the past week, and the state is on the verge of reaching 22,000 deaths since the pandemic began. The rate of Arizonans fully vaccinated remains about 5% below the national average. Here to tell us more about what's happening in Arizona is KJZZ. Catherine Davis-Young, who's been reporting on this. Katie, welcome.
Good morning.
Okay, so when I look at these COVID numbers for Arizona, it looks pretty bad to me, Katie. What are the experts saying?
Right. Unfortunately, we're back in a pretty serious surge. And from the beginning of the pandemic, experts have had a hard time predicting exactly what the virus will do next. But I spoke with the policy lab at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. They've been tracking COVID trends nationwide since the start of the pandemic, and they consider things like population density and climate and the rate of virus spread to make projections. Dr. David Rubin is the director of the lab, and his projections for new cases in Maricopa County show this steep line climbing up exponentially into December.
Vaccination coverage in Arizona is not sufficient enough to avert what is likely going to be a major resurgence across Arizona. It's already started. You're seeing rates already over 300 weekly cases per 100,000 residents, and that's pretty substantial transmission.
So Ruben says if you singled out just all the unvaccinated people in Maricopa County, he thinks that rate of spread is probably much higher, maybe even like 1,000 cases per 100,000 people per week. But there are some breakthrough infections among vaccinated people occurring too. Arizona's health department tells me about 1 in 5 cases in October was a breakthrough case. Now, every expert I talk to always emphasizes that vaccination is absolutely still the best way to protect yourself and others, especially from hospitalization or death. But the virus is just so out of control in our community right now that even vaccinated people are at some level of risk.
That's tough to hear. So is this happening nationwide, or is Arizona unique in this?
Well, cases are increasing now nationwide, unfortunately, but they're rising faster here in Arizona than they are across the country. If you look at the CDC's map of the most severe hotspots right now, you can see that Arizona and the other Four Corners states all have really high rates of spread. Then that hotspot region goes straight up the Rocky Mountains and extends over into parts of the upper Midwest.
So we saw cases rising last year around this time, too. And then, of course, we had a major spike in hospitalizations and deaths just after that in December and January. What do hospitalizations look like, though, this time around?
Right. Cases were rising as we went into the holiday season last year. Then they really accelerated. And some of that probably had to do with people traveling, holding family gatherings. So experts are worried the same thing will happen over the holidays this year. But this time around, we're actually in a little worse shape starting out. In late November last year, Arizona's ER beds were about 50% full. This year, our ERs are already over 65% full. Last year at this time, we had about 450 folks with COVID in the state's ICU beds, and right now it's almost 650 people. So if we do indeed see this big surge of cases related to holiday gatherings, we're headed into that with less capacity to get people the help they need. Remember, this big Delta surge that we're seeing right now really started back in July. And even back then, hospitals were already playing catch up with all the non-COVID patients that have delayed care over these past 2 years.
And Thanksgiving is just a few days away. And we all want to get together with our families around this time of year, of course, especially after last year. How do experts say we should do this safely, though?
Well, number one, get vaccinated if you're not. We have vaccines now for anyone over age 5. If you get vaccinated today, you won't have that immunity built up in time for Thanksgiving, but you'll certainly be better off for Christmas or New Year's. If you need help finding a vaccine, we've got tips at vaccine.kjzz.org. And also, if you were vaccinated several months ago, it's time to get a booster shot. That's recommended now for all adults, no matter what kind of vaccine you initially got. Mm-hmm. If you're having a Thanksgiving gathering, the weather's pretty nice here in Arizona, move that party outside or keep the windows wide open. That'll help with the ventilation. If you're feeling at all sick, even just a little sore throat, experts say don't risk infecting your friends. Just stay home from the Thanksgiving party this year. And testing is also pretty widely available. If you don't want to go up to a testing site, those at-home tests are pretty easy to find lately. If you're going to someone's house for Thanksgiving, even if you don't feel sick, double-check yourself. Get a test a day or two before. Experts are also telling me everyone should be wearing masks right now in the grocery store or wherever else you're going in public. We're all tired of wearing masks, but with the virus so widespread right now, we need those extra layers of mitigation. Here's Dr. Michael White with Valleywise Health.
We need to be vigilant as a community, start to wear masks as we're coming together in these indoor settings and encourage these vaccines. We've got to make some changes if we're going to get in front of this.
All right, so time to go back to being extra cautious again. That is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young with all the latest on the spread of COVID-19 here. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.